Well, if you're thinking about smartphone, you have to get over the fact that there's no pointing device, right? There's no touchscreen and there's no mouse. So if you're used to saying things like click here or tap here or, you know, laying controls out side by side on the screen so that people, you know, everything's kind of laid out like that, it takes a little while to get your head around the fact that you have to do everything with a four-way controller and an action button, and you don't have a lot of width to play with. On a pocket PC now, you have to get used to thinking about your application going from portrait to landscape, which is a vast change in kind of layout, and make your application either with some very simple work, just kind of do it, or if you want to tailor it specifically to those portrait versus landscape, doing some extra work to kind of lay it out properly. Those are different things that you don't really have to worry about on the desktop. Yeah. And then there's other things, too. I mean, just screen size aside, thinking about performance and battery life, right? We're not plugged into the wall. And it's amazing what one application with a timer running in the background can do to battery life, right? You don't think that that cutesy little animation that you have of the smiley face going when the user navigates away, that keeps the device from going to sleep, right? And so these little things can make a huge impact in battery life that you may not think about on the desktop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any tips for developers who are just starting to think about getting into the smartphone world?
Shut your timers off when you're not the active app. That would definitely help. One tip is definitely to grab the emulators, right? I mean, even if you don't have a physical device, if you're used to Visual Studio, the emulators plug right into it. And you can try it, right? It takes you like however long it takes you to download. We all have T9 or T1 lines into our house, right? We can just go download this SDK for cheap. Download it, throw it into Visual Studio, and play around with it. You can get a feel for what the UI is like. You can also get a feel for how easy it is to do some of these connections. It's a great way to get started. We also have a Windows Mobile blog now, so we've got a way to like put stuff out on the web for people to get information on and news groups and all that community stuff. So
cool.